Okay, here we go. Mitzvah Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph in Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. We could spend a couple of hours on this topic. We'll try to squeeze what we can into 20 minutes. Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, the Brisker Rav is known to have said that this is one of the hardest mitzvahs to fulfill. As we're going to see, the mitzvah is Chayav Adam Liru says Atzmo Kilu Yasim Mitzrayim. It's not just retelling the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it is reliving it. Chayav Adam Liru says Atzmo. So he said it's very hard. How do you do this mitzvah? Relive and refeel? So he said this is one of the hardest mitzvahs, so it's appropriate that we have to spend so much time on it and try to squeeze in as much as we can. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim, L'saper b'inyan Yitzias Mitzrayim, b'lel chamisha asar b'nisan. To talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, on the night of the 15th, kol echad l'kafitzachas l'shono. Each one according to his language, according to how he says. There's no specific nusach. It's not like Kiddush, which we'll get to, where Chazal enacted a specific nusach to say. Everybody according to their language. Again, there's basic ideas that everybody has to say, but more than that, everyone according to their language. Ula halel, ula shabeach, Hashem yizbarach, al kol hanisim sha'asalanu. And to praise Hashem on all the nisim that he has done for us. Sham, sha'asalanu sham, that he did for us there. Again, halel is part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a separate machlokas. Do you count halel as a separate mitzvah? The Rambam does not. There is no separate mitzvah of halel, but the Rambam has halel as part of his Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Two major issues that are discussed in Sipur is, number one, the Minchas Chinuch brings up in Os Aleph, what is the relationship between Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah one night of the year, 15th of Nisan, and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah of every single day of our life. That is why we say the third parsha of Kriyat Shema. We don't say it because we have to remember Tzitzis every day. We say it because of the last line, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeiti Etzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. That's why we say the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, because of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every day and every night of our life, there's a mitzvah to do that. So what's the difference? Ask the Minchas Chinuch. What do you need a separate mitzvah for? Of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You just have the mitzvah of Zechira. My mal That's in Dibur Maskel V'Hineh. Right? So what exactly is the uniqueness? Ask the Menchas Chinuch. So there's a famous Reb Chaim. It's quoted in many different Agadas. And that is, Reb Chaim said there are three differences between Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The only issue is that the three aren't always the same when Reb Chaim is quoted. So it ends up being a little more than three differences. But I'll give it to you. The three differences that the Emek Bracha quotes, Reb Hermanchik in his Sefer, the three differences between Zechira and Sipur is, Chada, Shebe Zechira ain Sorach ala lahaskir la'atzmo Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechira means I say it to myself. I say Shema to myself every day. Sipur, you got to tell somebody else. And if it means you're the only one to say that, then you got to tell yourself. You got to tell yourself. You can't just say it quietly. It has to be bederech sipur. You have to be mesaper lechadchila v'kishocha v'chavi gadto lebencha haben shoel manishtan ha'av mishiv v'adam ayinu. Number one, you have to have somebody else involved. Number one. Number two, shebe zechira ein sorach lahaskir hal yitzim mitzrayim levada. Number two is Yitzias Mitzrayim. In short, concise. Hashem took us out. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Arichus gedola. Spend many hours on it, the ins and the outs, the whole beginning, start with Maskel Begnus, to Messiah Bishvach, where it started, where we ended up, much longer, giving the whole process. Number three, the Od Nitosif Mitzvah Sipur, a third one, is L'saper Tameha Mitzvah Shalosa Halayla. Not just the actual act, but there were mitzvahs that we were given tonight to remember Zechira, to remember Mitzrayim. We got to talk about Pesach, Matzah, Maror. We have to talk in depth about the reasons behind all the mitzvahs related to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechira, no! Hashem took us out, that's it. No, we don't have to mention the mitzvahs. We don't have to mention the reasons for the mitzvahs. That's three differences. A fourth difference that's mentioned is Sipur has to be question and answer form. Question and answer, not just statements. Everything at the Seder night is a question. V'kana ben Shoel. Manish Tana Alela Zos. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hura. Hakana ben Shoel. The Chacham Moha Edis Vachukim. Everything is question and answer, unlike Zechira, which is just straightforward. The Rav quotes a fourth idea, and that is in his Agad in the Siach HaGrid on page Lamed Zayin. He says what the Chinuch says here. Sipur includes Hallel. You can't just state it. You got to thank Hashem for it. You got to praise Him for it. You got to talk about how great it was that He redeemed us. That's specifically on Sipur. Zechira, you just describe the act. Describe the act. That is exactly what happened. The Rav, in a different place, in the English Sefer that was put out on the Rav on Pesach, Shavuos, and Svira. See, he writes there. He quotes in there from Rabbi Yitzchak Torsky, the Rav's son-in-law, that even though these are the differences between Zechira and Sipur, they play off each other. A beautiful Ha'ara, which most of the Sfarim don't have. The daily Zechira provides a substratum and a context which gives even greater meaning to the annual performance of Sipur. On the other hand, the cursory mention that satisfies the halachic requirement for Zechira would become stale and hollow without the periodic infusion of the detailed and the passionate narrative required on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Meaning, you got to have one day where you go crazy. Sipur, talk in depth, it's awesome. But you can only do that and spend one day on it if every single day of the year you're remembering it. It wouldn't be enough. But as long as we do it one day a year, then it's enough just to mention it every single other day. So the Zechira and the Sipur, though they're different, they play off each other. That is issue number one to discuss, is Zechira versus Sipur. The other issue that is discussed by all the Achronim, and that is the Rambam, and therefore the Chinuch after him, does not have Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim as a separate one of the 613. It's not there. Look throughout the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's not there. Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim does not exist. Only Sipur Tzitzias Mitzrayim is counted. Not Zechira. The question is, what happened to Zechira? So, again, a number of answers given. Some suggest that maybe the Iker is belave. To feel that Hashem took me out, Zechira is belave, so you don't count mitzvahs that are purely belave, which is somewhat difficult. Avas Hashem is counted. Yiras Hashem is counted. Other mitzvahs that are belave. That's one. Others say that maybe... interesting answer that the Rav Sternbach suggests, and that is in the Haggadah we have a machlokas between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim. Kol Yemei Chayecha. Is Kol Yemei Chayecha to include nights? Is Kol Yemei Chayecha to include Yemos HaMashiach? So we pass it like Ben Zoma. Kol Yemei Chayecha to include nights. Meaning we have a mitzvah every day and every night of our life. Every day and every night of our life. But there's no inclusion of Yemos HaMashiach. This mitzvah will not exist by Yemos HaMashiach. Says the Rav Sternbach, the Rambam only counts mitzvahs that are eternal. If a mitzvah will not be eternal, then it doesn't count it in the 613. So this mitzvah, kol yemecha yecha lavi mosa mashiach, we don't paskin that way. We paskin lohavi lelos. That's why he doesn't count it. A third idea, which is suggested by Reb Chaim, and this seems to be the, once you hear sometimes ideas, you're like, oh, that has to be it. There is a four-way machlokas we shown him. What is the mitzvah of kriyashma daraisa? That's something we'll get to in a couple of next year sometime. Mitzvah of kriyashma. Is it the first pasuk? That's the Ramban. Is it even the first parsha? That's Rashi. Is it the first two parshas? That's Tosfos. Is it all three parshas? That's the Rambam. Four shitas. What is the mitzvah of the rice of Kriyashma? First pasuk, also first parsha, also second parsha, also all three parshas. The Rambam holds all three parshas of Kriyashma are daraisa. Says Reb Chaim, you know what you see from there? That the mitzvah of Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim is really part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's why the Rambam doesn't count it separately. The third parsha is Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam says that's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Part of being Makabal or Machu Shamayim is remembering Hashem took us out of Egypt. That's part of my remembering that I'm an Eved Hashem because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all one big idea. That's why the Rambam does not count it separately because beautifully he has it already as part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Where is this quoted? Rav Aaron Soloveitchik quotes this in his Sefer on Hilchos Kriyashma in the Perach Mata Aaron. Quotes this from Reb Chaim that is part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Rav Soloveitchik was Mosif, just one idea, and that is this fits in beautifully. This is in one of the Mesorah journals in Chela Gimel that the Gemara says that part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma is to remember. Mention Kriyas Yamsuf. That's why we have Emes V'Yatsiv. V'Yatsiv Anachon by Ezra Saboseinu, we mentioned Kriyas Yamsuf. What does it mention Kriyas Yamsuf for? The Gemara is based on a Gemara in Brachas, on Daf Yud Beis. You have to mention Kriyas Yamsuf. What does Kriyas Yamsuf have to do with Kriyashma? What does it have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's a later stage. The answer is no. Says the Rav, because only by Kriyas Yamsuf did we say Hashem Yimloch Liolam Voed. Did we have full Kabbalah Somachus Shamayim? That's why Kriyas Yamsuf and Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyashma, it's all one big idea. That's why the Rambam counts it all together. Okay, so those are two major ideas to discuss. Number one, the difference between Sipur and Zechira. Number two, the issue of the Rambam and the Chinuch not counting Zechira as a separate mitzvah. The Chinuch also mentions here, something to talk about, that Hallel is included. Hallel uvashabeach Hashem Yisbarach. The Mefarshim point out, already the Gaonim, before the Rishonim, the Gaonim point out that the Hallel that we say at the Seder is very different than any other Hallel that we say throughout the year. It's very different. It's a rule breaker. Number one, we say it's sitting down. The usual rule is you have to say Hallel standing up. At the Seder, we're sitting down. Why are we allowed to sit down? Number two, where's the Bracha? Where's the bracha? We always say a bracha on challah. Ashkenazic custom. Okay, if you want to say Sfaradim don't make a bracha on challah on Rosh Chodesh because it's a minhag. But when it is a din, when you say full halal, they do say a bracha. And this is a din. It's part of CBC's Mitzrayim. So why do you make a bracha on the halal? Number three, we break the halal in half. We say two paragraphs before the meal and the rest of the paragraphs after the meal. What are you breaking up the halal for? What's going on here? Says, say a number of the Achronim. We'll start from the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon quoted in the Ran at the end of Maseches Pesachim. Rav Haigon says, let me find it here. Rav Haigon says, Av Rabbeinu Haigon kasa b'tshuva, she'im mevarchan al halal shebelele Pesachim. There's no bracha on the halal on the night of the Pesach. We say bracha on halal in shul. Those are the minhag of saying halal in shul. Before the Seder, fine. But the halal at the Seder, there's no bracha on. Why? She'ein anu korin oso b'toras korin, ela b'toras omer shira. Because you're not reciting halal, says Rav Haigon, you're singing halal. You're not being kore halal, you're being shar halal. What does that mean? It sounds very lumdish. What does it mean? You're singing halal, you're not saying halal. Explains Rav Soloveitchik. This is quoted in a number of places. One of the places is Rabbi Sabalovsky in his Sefer on Bechoros in Reishis Kochi, the Hagdama, he quotes this thought from Rav Soloveitchik. And that is, the halal at the Seder is very different than the halal throughout the year. The rest of the year, you know why I say halal? Because the Chachamim commanded us to say halal. Because today is a yontif. Today is this, today is that. So you have a commandment to say halal. Halal at the end of Magid, you know what the halal is? That is supposed to be a spontaneous outpouring of emotion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for doing this. Remember, Chayav Adam Liris Az Asmo Kilu Hu Yatsim Mitzrayim. By the end of Magad, we should feel like we went out of Mitzrayim. We were the ones. Says the Rav, if we say a bracha there, that would undermine the whole point. It's supposed to be a spontaneous outpouring. Like Hashem took us out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just scream it out. Oh, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. No. It's not just Kiddushan B'mitzvosav. That would undermine it. That's why it's a rule breaker. Say it sitting down. Break it in half. Because the first two paragraphs are about Yetzias Mitzrayim. B'teis Yisrael Mitzrayim. The rest of it you'll say later, but the halal at the end of Magid is a special halal B'Torah Shira, not B'Torah Kriya, which means, says the Rav, it is a spontaneous outpouring of emotion and not just a specific, oh, I have to do this mitzvah. That's why it doesn't have a bracha. And that's why it's broken up. And that's why you can even say it sitting down. Okay, that's related to the Hallel part of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim of this mitzvah. Okay, so the mitzvah is to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of, that Hashem took us out on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Continuing, Shenemar, Vigadta Lobencha. As the Pasuk says, Vigadta Lobencha. Kvar Pirshu Chachamim, De Mitzvah Sagada Zu, He, Belel, Chamisha Asar Benisan, Bisha'as Achilas Matzah. The mitzvah is specifically the night of the 15th, when we're about to eat the matzah. Umasha Kasav, Ma'ar Kasav Lobincha, Ladafka Lobinaw, Afiluim Kol Birya. Okay, tell anybody. It says your son, but really the mitzvah is for everybody. But when is the Zman of the mitzvah? So the Chinuch says, the night of the 15th of Nisan. Is there any Hava Mina to say otherwise? That the mitzvah should apply anytime differently. The Chinuch has to say it only applies now. We say in the Haggadah. What do we say in the Haggadah? Yochol Mei Rosh Chodesh. You might think that the mitzvah starts already 2 weeks earlier. Rosh Chodesh Nisan Tamalar Bayomahu. No, only now. B'shoshi Yishmatzu Mar Munachon Lefanecha. What's the Havamina? Why would I have thought Yochol Mei Rosh Chodesh? You don't think that you might want to shake a lulav before Sukkos. You don't think that you might want to blow shofar before Rosh Hashanah. Dafka here. By Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a Havamina that I would have to do the mitzvah earlier, or I can do the mitzvah earlier. Comes along the Torah? No, only when there's Matzah and Mar in front of you. So the Rav again says in his Haggadah, in Siach HaGrid, maybe it's based on an unusual formulation of the Rambam. The Rambam in two places, both in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Kufnun Zayin, and in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam compares Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kiddush on Friday night. The Rambam has this formulation. Unclear exactly where he comes from. Says the Rambam in Perek Zayin, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Mitzvah Zaseh Shal Torah L'Saper, B'Nisim V'Nifla'o Shenasu L'Avosinim B'Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah to talk about the Nisim that occurred. B'Lo Chamisha Asar B'Nisan on the 15th. Shenemar Zochar Es Yom HaZeh Asher Yitzasim B'Mitzrayim. K'mo Shenemar Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos. Just like it says, remember Shabbos. What is the connection between remembering CBC Mitzrayim and Kiddush? And in case we think that Rambam made a mistake, what's he doing here? It's a misprint. He says the same thing in Sefer HaMitzvahs, a Kufnun Zayin. V'loshen Mechil, Ainli, Ela Bezman Sheishlo, Beno, Bein, where is it? Here, bein ol vein atzmo, bein ol vein achrim, nine time alomar, v'yomar Moshe alom, zachroz yom hazeh. Ratzolo mashu tziva lizachro, kemosha amar, zachroz yom haShabbos. So the Rambam connects Sipur and remembering Shabbos. What's the connection? So many, many pshatim given. One pshat the Rav gives is that we know Shabbos, the mitzvah remembering Shabbos starts when? Doesn't only start on Shabbos. The mitzvah is the whole week. What does Rashi quote on Chumash? Tain Lev. You have to remember Shabbos, like the Gemara says in Beitza. That, right, the whole week we have to be thinking about Shabbos. We find something good, we have to say, okay, I'm going to save this for Shabbos, I won't eat it, and I'll enjoy it on Shabbos. The whole week we have to think about Shabbos. The Ramban writes in Parshas Yisro, Zachos Yom Shabbos Lekachu, saying the Yom every day. It's part of the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos. Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos. We don't say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Right, what do we say? Today's Yom Rishon LeShabbos. I'll meet you on Motzai Shabbos. I'll meet you on Erev Shabbos. Everything's in the context of Shabbos. That's part of the mitzvah of Zachos Yom Shabbos Kacho, building up. So says the Rav, that's the Havamina. It's Zachar. You have to remember Shabbos. So maybe we would have thought that Yetzias Mitzrayim was such an event that you have to have a build up too. See Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Yachol Meiros Chodesh, 2 weeks earlier. Just like Shabbos is earlier, so too Sipur is earlier. Kamash Molano. Because Sipur, yes, it's similar in terms of its Zechira, but it's also connected to Matzah and Maror. And those are Maisa Mitzvahs that are only on Pesach, and therefore only B'shash Yesh Matzah or Maror Munach Levanecha. But that's just, in either case, it's an important formulation to remember the Rambam's connection between Sipur and Zechira. Okay, next, V'inyan HaMitzvah, what's this mitzvah about? She'yizkar ha'nisim v'ha'inyanim she'iru la'vaseinu b'yitzias Mitzrayim, to remember the nisim that occurred to our forefathers in Egypt, v'eichlocha ha'kal yisbrach nekvaseinu mehen, how Hashem took nekama from our enemies, v'yafilu v'inu l'vein atzmo, imeisham achirim, even if you're by yourself, for the seder, chayiv lahotzi yedvaram b'fiv, you gotta say it. You can't think it. You got to say it so that your heart is awakened. Because when you say something, that's how hearts are more awakened. The shorash of this mitzvah is, as we've said many times, that this is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then he quotes something that we quoted a few weeks ago from the Ramban. The Eimin Ateimin Bo Lanu Mitzvahs Rabo Zazeh. Don't be so in wondrous that there are so many mitzvahs to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? More than 20 mitzvahs, more than any other event in history, we have 15 mitzvahs, 20 mitzvahs to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why so many mitzvahs? Ki hu yisod gadol v'amud chazak b'toraseinu b'emunaseinu. This is the yisod, the pillar of all of our emunah. Alkeinanu omrim la'olam b'birchaseinu b'tfilaseinu. Every paragraph in tefillah, zecher l'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because this is it. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. Because this was the most miraculous time period in history, and we have to remember that all of history is miracles hidden in the with the face of nature, but really it is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the way, remembering this time period, says the Chenach, continuing based on the Ramban, for sure, in Parshas Bo, anyone who does not believe will for sure, if they think about Yetzias Mitzrayim, will come to be a believer. To mention, before we continue also, another important formulation of the Rambam. Well-known formulation, the Rambam in Hilchos Chamisu Matzah doesn't have, as we have in our Haggadah, Chayv Adam Liros Es Atzmo, Kilu Hu Yatzim Mizrayim. You have to see yourself. He has a little different lashon. Chayv Adam Laharos Es Atzmo, Kilu Hu Yatzim Mizrayim. We have to show, we have to demonstrate, we have to act out. That formulation is the basis for certain Sfarad customs. The beginning of the Seder, you put the matzah on your back, you go to the door. Where are you coming from? Me, Mitzrayim. Where are you going to? Yerushalayim. And you act it out. But any type of acting out and getting the kids involved is all because of that Rambam. Laharos Es Atzmo. Not just Liros, but Laharos to show it. In the old Rambams, he only has Laharos in his Halachas. In his Haggadah, he has Liros, like we have. So Laharos is just explaining what to do, but he also has Liros. In the Frankel, he has Laharos in both. Those different versions, different gersos, what the Rambam has in his Haggadah. Okay, continuing. Turning the page, Dini HaMitzvah, Kegon HaSeder, Shachayev and Yisrael Lassus, Blay Lazeb, and Yisudasan, all the mitzvahs regarding the Seder, the Akosos Sholyayin, the Dalet Kosos, which aren't going to be on this list, because obviously that's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, Shachayev Lashtos, Vishiurim, Zigas, Vesiduran, says the Chinuch, here is my Seder. What he writes right now, Hinikosiv Lacha Bini, I'm going to write to you my son. Remember, he wrote this Chinuch for his son, he wrote this Sefer for his son. So I'm with his friends on Friday night. So he says, son, this is the Seder. And he goes through the entire Seder, what you're supposed to do. Starting with Kadesh Urchas Karpas Yachas. He goes through the entire Seder so his son could have it in front of him. Two or three other points. Again, we're just doing what we can. We know at the end of Magid, we have the statement of Rabbi Gamliel, which is based on a Mishnah in Psachim. Rabbi Gamliel says, Koshlo Amar Gimel Dvar You don't say these three things, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, you are not Yotze, your obligation. How seriously are we supposed to take those words as part of Sipur? If I don't mention, if I talk all about it, if I don't mention Matzah, I'm not Yotze at all? So this is a machlokas between the Ran and other Rishonim. The Ran in Psachim. The Ran on Chaf Hayim Abayz in the Dafi Arif. The Ran says, don't take the Gemara so literally. Klomar, lo yasi de chavaso karaui. You didn't do the best. Avaloes, lo yasi de chavaso kla lo kamar. It doesn't mean that you're not Yotze at all. Of course you're Yotze. It's just a good idea to say Pesach Matzumara, lechadchila. That's what the Ran says. And he compares it to a case in Sukkah Memches, Chavches, Sukkah Chavches, where there's a machlokas Beishamai Beis Hillel about a small sukkah, and the language there of Beishamai is, Imkeno Yisanoeg, if you used to eat in such a small sukkah, Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. You've never been Yotze in the Mitzvah of Sukkah, even though it's a rabbinic problem. Says the Ran. So you see, sometimes the Gemara says, you're not Yotze at all. Even though it means you really are Yotze, you're just not Yotze best. That is what the Ran says. Bali Tosfos in Sukkah Dav Gimel, assume no. Assume you're not Yotze at all. And the Rabbanan have the power to say, if you don't do this, you're not even Yotze the Daraisa. If you sit in a small Sukkah, if you don't say Pesach Masu Maror. So one should be very careful. Even if it's the end of Magen, sometimes people are in the kitchen getting the meal ready because there's almost time for the meal, for Shulchan Aruch. One has to be very careful to make sure everybody's inside to say Pesach Matzah Maror and talk about them. Number one. The other issue, the last point again, that we have time for, is the issue of bracha. We do not make a bracha, pashtus, on the mitzvah of Sibri Siyas Mitzrayim. Pashtus, we don't make a bracha on it. Why not? Almost every assay we make a bracha unless there's a good reason for it. Why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzid Mitzrayim? Which, by the way, the Sefer HaChinuch says at the last line, but no heges bizacharim of inikavis. It applies to men and women, which the Menchas Chinuch wonders why women should be included in Sipri Yitzid Mitzrayim. We assume they are. Right? That, why isn't it a zman grama? Because it's connected to the other mitzvahs of the night, which most of them they are obligated in. But that's why we are machmer to assume women are obligated in Sipra. But anyway, why is there no bracha on Sipri Yitzid Mitzrayim? So some say there is a bracha. Some say it's Kiddush. Some say it's the bracha at the end of Magad Asher Galanu. Why do we say it at the end, not at the beginning? Usually you make a bracha before a mitzvah, not after a mitzvah. Okay, that's some say it's Asher Galanu. Some say there's no shear for it. So there's no amount. So that's why also there's no bracha, just like there's no bracha on Sukkah and Kippur of Aim and others. But there's one other suggestion by the Nesivis. The Nesivis in his Haggadah, Maisa Nisim, on the Haggadah, Rav Shachter likes to quote this Nesivis. The Nesivis says, whenever you have a mitzvah, which is either itself a bracha, or it's a mitzvah that's done in the context of a bracha, Chazal were not misakin a separate bracha. For example, there's no bracha on the mitzvah of tefillah. It's a mitzvah to daven every day. Why is there no bracha? Asher k'dushan mitzvah zivanu lehispalel. And then daven. Why is there no bracha on benching? Why is there no bracha before we bench? Benching is a mitzvah. No, because benching is itself a bracha. Chazal were not misakein brachos for mitzvahs that are brachos. Or mitzvahs that are done in the context of a bracha. Saying kriyashma every day is a mitzvah. Why do you make a bracha? Because there's the mitzvah of kriyashma is to do it in the context of birchas kriyashma. Or another, Rav Shachter quotes all of these in Eretz Tzvi. Tkiya Shofar. Originally, the Baal Amar says there was no separate bracha of Al Tkiya Shofar. Why? Because it was done in the context of Shemona Esrei. So if it's done in the context of brachas, there's no separate bracha. So says, that's why maybe there's no bracha on the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. Because it's done in the context of the Aliyah. Many, many examples. Suggest, but it all comes from this Nesivis. The Nesivis in his Agada says, that's where there's no bracha on Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. Because the mitzvah is to do it in the context of the Dalakosos, do it in the context of the other mitzvahs, of Kiddush, and Magid, and Hallel, and Berachas HaMazon, right before that. So that's why there is no separate bracha on Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. Okay, that's what we got to. Hopefully we whet our appetites. Remember some of this when it comes to the Seder. And Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, do it tomorrow. Mitzvah Chav Beis, the mitzvah of redeeming the firstborn donkey. Just two or three more in Bo. I think two more in Bo, one in Beshalach, and then we get to Yisro. Then we get to the Aseret HaDibros. Okay, Hashem, we'll stop here.